Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
This week is one of my favorite weeks of the entire year. And you might think I mean Holy Week, but I also mean Canada Reads Week. Every fall I start itching for the CBC announcement of the 5 books by Canadian authors that I'm going to read like an athlete preparing for the marathon of this week, when 5 prominent Canadians discuss and debate and decide which one book is the book that all of Canada should read. Much of the conversation in those 4 days of debate comes back to why all of Canada should read this book or the other, and of course, I commend reading all of them. What would it do to us as Canadians if we lived into each storyline and were affected by the characters and their lives? Stories can move our hearts in ways that facts and stats don't always manage. So what is it that will transform us? This debate week is, like our final Living Words theme says, the end of the beginning. The books have now been read and debated, and one book has won the competition, and we can talk later about whether I agree with the results. But although the defenders are breathing sighs of relief to be finished, this was only the beginning. The hope of any author in writing a novel, I believe, is that the readers would encounter the story and be transformed in some way. And this is the hope for a whole community, that is, Canada, in reading one book. So, the beginning has ended, but what comes next? Throughout Lent, we have heard the words of Scripture as living words, not only because they express the lived experience of the relationship between God and God's people long ago, but because they are words that demand to be lived within us. They are living words to move and transform us. And now, once again, the retelling of the journey to the cross has ended. But that's only the beginning. Because the tomb is empty. It's used. It's for sale. Love wins. Life triumphs over death. Goodness is not stopped by violence. God reigns, and Jesus lives. And Mary Magdalene is perhaps the first person to let those words live in her and to be transformed, at least in how John tells the story. When Mary recognizes Jesus for who he is, her risen Lord, the first word she says names herself as one of his disciples. Rabboni, or teacher. She is saying, I have sat at your feet, and I will live what you have taught me. And then Jesus sends her back to the rest of the disciples with the good news. And she goes with these words, I have seen the Lord. This is the first, the best, and possibly the only Easter sermon you will ever need to hear. I have seen the Lord. This is the Easter sermon that each of us needs to preach. It's not a lofty word of theology, a well-crafted creed, or a debate waiting to happen. It's a first-person confession that the ways of love will win over the ways of hate, and that this is a truth to which each of us can bear witness in our own lives. I have seen the Lord. When the world is rocked by violence and terror, I see cross-shaped enemy love in Pastor Paulus in Indonesia, whose church was burned, whose mentor was beheaded by terrorists, whose church members were beaten in riots. The pastor and his church responded by blessing those who cursed them. They paid to put some of the leaders of the terrorist organization through school and rebuilt their homes after a natural disaster. When asked why, Pastor Paulus answered, "We have to. This is how God has loved us." I have seen the Lord. As I enjoyed the Canada Reads debates, one defender spoke of how he and his parents found greater understanding for each other after reading a novel about an Indian father who had cut off his daughter when she married a Canadian, someone from a different culture and different religion. The father's journey in the novel is one of self-forgiveness and redemption. The book's defender then loaned the book to a friend who told him that after reading it, he had picked up the phone and called his estranged gay son. This is resurrection. I have seen the Lord. In a week when the end of a widely publicized court case in Toronto made women and men alike despair of ending cycles of physical and sexual abuse, I still read and hear of people attacking the roots of gendered violence. Heidi Zack, for example, began a campaign against a sexist Calvin Klein billboard in New York, which once again displayed the stereotype that men's value is in their brains and their ability to make money, and women's value is in their bodies and appearance as sex objects. Like Mary, who named herself among Jesus' disciples, not allowing gender barriers to stand, Heidi Zack did not allow herself to be stereotyped by that billboard. She rallied her community, and the billboard finally came down. Even if the company claims they took it down for their own reasons, it came down. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. I have seen the Lord. In this community that seeks to understand the promise of Sabbath rest to which God invites us, in the gift of the sabbatical that I will begin 1 week from today, I give thanks for a life-giving rhythm of ministry that allows time for rest and reflection to inspire and strengthen our ongoing ministry together in years to come. The weekly practice of Sabbath and ceasing from work is a call to claim the truths. You are enough, and God is enough. These truths also call me into sabbatical, a time from which I hope to return saying in many new ways, I have seen the Lord. These are the living words for today. Where have you seen the Lord? How has it changed you? What new name have you given yourself, knowing you are a worthy and faithful follower of Jesus? How do Jesus' words live in you? And what words or actions or leaps of faith do you use to make them live on? Do others see Jesus' words living in you? If you have seen the Lord, let your life be shaped by resurrection, in which love is stronger than hate, compassion is heard over the din of judgment, reconciliation wins over violence, kindness responds to bitterness, and life can always, always be made new in the name of the one who left death in the grave and rose to live in us forever. This is Jesus the Christ. I have seen the Lord. Preach it with me. I have seen the Lord. Amen.